All right, guys, we're here with the Lady Eagles and the Manaquitic Lynx, I believe. The first period just ended. We're 10-4. I believe Sandpoint is up. We're getting caught up on the stats right now, so we can catch you guys up. And like I said, the score is 10-4. I believe Sandpoint is up. We're in the second quarter. Amy's running over to get all the stats and everybody scores. And Amy's coming back right now, and we'll catch you up.
I'm missing a point somewhere.
All right. For Sandpoint, so far, has 10 points. You got Justina with 2, Madison with 4, and Tezza with 2. We're missing one there. And for the Manaquitic Lynx, Bela Guaco has 2, and Keisha Paul has 2. And in for the Sandpoint, we don't get Santeza, Madison, Nicole, Brittany, and Justina. In for the Malinese, we have number 24, Vanessa George, number 21, Michelle Gearhart, number 30, Shayla Glocko. And there's a few more, but I can't see their numbers. Their numbers are really hard to read. Right now we have Glocko with the ball at the top. She'll get it over to number 24, George, Vanessa George. Just dribble around. Girls just kind of passing around the top. There's a pass to Keisha Paul. She's running into some trouble. She'll get it off to number 30. That's Shayla Glocko back out to Paul. Girls moving really slow. And back over to Gearhart. Gearhart back to Glocko. Girls moving around, but just kind of passing around the perimeter. Back to Shayla Glocko at the top. Just take a three-point shot. Give it over to Keisha Paul. Keisha Paul will pass it over to Nick, and Nick back to Glocko. Nobody really getting into the paint yet. They're just kind of playing their offense way outside. It looks like we have a three-point shot by number 2. Deanna Nick, and that one's up and good. 7-10 now, still in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Brittany Gardner with the ball for Sandpoint. The pass down to Santeza. Santeza will dish it into Madison. It's going to be stolen away, though, by number 12, Keisha Paul. Almost loses it. She'll get it off to Glocko. Glocko will bring it past the half-court line. And pass. First inbound in the paint pass, I saw it, and almost as a fail. Nick to Glocko. Glocko to Paul. And again, girls just passing around way up top here. Way outside. Glocko with the ball again. Pass over to Keisha Paul. She runs into trouble with Nicole Gunderson. They'll be stolen away from her. And then she passes to Brittany Gardner. It'll be stolen away by Kiana Nick. Kiana Nick to Shayla Glocko. Pass to Nick. Get back to Glocko. Long pass over to Keisha Paul. She'll try to get past her defense. Give it up to Glocko. Glocko to Nick. She'll shoot a three, and it's no good. Rebound by Madison Thompson. Madison to Brittany. She's driving in. She'll give it off to
Madison, and then over to Nicole. She's in for 2.
12-7.
5:20 left in the quarter.
First half. We missed the first quarter, but right now we have number 30. Glocko will be stolen away from her. Dantezza with the ball for Sandpoint. She'll get off to Justina and back to Dantezza. She's cutting through. She'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Glocko. Long pass down to Vanessa George. George to Paul, and she'll try to put up a shot, getting a foul there. On 34, push, you're going to call that foul on the ground. So Keisha Paul will inbound pass from under her hoop. She'll get it up to Glocko. Glocko with a three-point shot, no good. Rebound by Nicole. Nicole to Justina. Justina down to where she thought Brittany would have been. She's going to pass away. Wave over her and go out of bounds. So the purple ball, Sandpoint looking like they're setting up a press. Let's see if they can stop the Mounties with that. It will be number two with the ball. That's Kiana Nick to Glossel. She'll drive in, put up a shot, no good. I think she was hoping for a foul call. She's hands are up, like wondering where it was. But I didn't see one either, so that's okay. Nice try.
10 point brings it down. Nicole brings it in to Justina, passes it over to Inteza, passes it over to Brittany. Throws it in. No good. Madison gets the rebound.
Nice, strong rebound by her. She tries to put it back up, and she'll draw the foul. 21 blue. That's a foul on Michelle Gearhart. That foul will put Madison Thompson on the line for 2 shots. Michelle's first foul.
Madison does it up, and it's good for one. Goes in for a second shot. Throws it up, and it's good.
Nice. She just won the free throw contest, and that is exactly why. Glocko with the ball, passed down to, and if I had better eyes or some uchis, I could see these girls' numbers are really yellow. I can't see them. Either way, Glocko with the ball over to number 12. That is Paul, Keisha Paul. She'll dribble around the top. Set a screen. She'll put up a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Purple. Sienna Nick. Nick to Paul. And she'll dribble on the top. Drive in, dish it out to Glocko. Glocko with a long 2-point shot. No good. Rebound by Danteza. Danteza to Brittany. She's going full force. She'll put up a shot. No good. I think she's going to get that foul call she was looking for. Foul on number 2, Kiana Nick. That foul will put Brittany on the line for 2 shots.
Dribbles, shoots it up. No good.
That is the second foul for Kiana Nick. 14-7, still in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles.
Brittany goes in for a second shot.
Ooh, and it's good. I think that girl was trying to block it. I didn't know. Well, I guess they could jump as soon as they leave their hand. 21 with the ball. Michelle Gearhart passes it down to, and, oh, it's going to be stolen away by Brittany Gardner. Not Brittany Gardner, that's Danteza. Danteza passed to Brittany. Back to Danteza. She'll get it over to Nicole. Oh, it would have been a perfect play, but it just goes right out of her hands and into the hands of the Mountain. Shayla Glocko with the ball now. And she's trying to get past Brittany. She will. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and they're going to get that charge. The ref's calling a charge on number 30. That is Shayla Glocko. Nice defense being played by Danteza. She'll hit the floor, but it's all good. Brittany with the ball for the San Francisco Eagles. Almost stolen away by Keisha Paul.
Over to Danteza.
She'll turn the baseline. Oh, and this, she was completely stuffed on that shot. That was denied by Shayla Glocko. She'll inbound pass to Keisha Paul. Long pass down to, I think that is Vanessa George. And they'll get it over to Keisha Paul. Pass over to Glocko. She'll try to drive. Pass out to Paul. Paul to George. Back to Paul. Over to Glocko for the 3-point shot. 8 to 15. 2:19 left in the first half. Danteza with the ball for the Eagles. Pass over to Brittany. Brittany looking for a cutter. She'll drive past her guy. Pass up to Danteza. Danteza to Madison in the paint. She'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Danteza. Ooh, oh, pass over to Lila. She'll pass over to Danteza, and Danteza will just into the paint to Madison. She'll put up a shot and get a foul. Let's see who they call that foul on. 2-1. That is a foul on Michelle Gearhart, her second. That will put Madison on the line for 2 shots.
She throws it up. Bounce up.
And a rare miss by Madison.
Goes in for a second shot.
Ooh, I'm sure that's going to be a... Ay, this one girl's arguing, and she will get her way. Madison kind of fakes the free throw, and the Malamutes go in to crash the boards, and, yeah, they...
Did she get that point, though?
No, she didn't. That you can't do that. You can't fake a shot and do that, so that she won't get a second shot. Gearhart with... Or no, Keisha Paul with the ball for Malamutes. We'll pass over to Gearhart. She'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Denteza. Denteza passed down to Brittany. And she'll drive in. Oh, and she'll retain. Oh, that's in the district, too. That was nice play by her. Oh, my goodness. Some nice defense being played by these Eagles. They're really throwing these Malamutes off. As Glocko is trying to go down, Denteza forced her to go out of bounds. So standpoint ball, Denteza with it for the Eagles. She calls her play. And a full timeout called by Coach Emil Molbeck.
Rundown of the scores right now. We have Shayla Glocko with 5, Kesha Paul with 2, Kiana Nick with 3. For standpoint, we have Brittany Gardner with 3, Justina Porcincula with 2, Nicole Gunderson with 2, Madison Thompson with 6, and then Teza Pongalinen with 2.
Nice. And our visiting Malamutes, I can let you know who's all here for them. If I have a list somewhere. Huh. Okay, there they are. We have 10th grade number 24, Vanessa George. 10th grade number 12, Keisha Paul. 11th grade number 2, Tiana Nick. Senior number 21, Michelle Gearhart. Senior number 3, Mara Andrews. Senior number 30, Kayla Bacco. Those are our visiting New Haven Malamutes. No, I said Malamutes, didn't I? No, they're not the Lynx. They're Manicotic, yeah, that's great. My bad. I knew that. Standpoint with the ball.
Christina throws it over to Brittany. She's out.
She had plenty of time to shoot the 3, but she will dribble away. Pass off to Justina. Justina will bring it to the top. Drive in. Try to get it over to Madison. That has been working for them, but that time it was not successful. Out of bounds. Off the Eagles. Ooh, long pass, trying to get it down to Deanna Nick, but it's going to hit the backboard. So, and that, I guess, is considered not a bounce. They're going to let the professional go to the Eagles. I did not know that.
Brittany's going to throw it in, passes it over to Nicole, brings it out, throws it in. No good.
Gets a foul. That's good. I'm seeing a 2-shot. That is a foul on Shayla Glocko, and that will bring Nicole to the line for 2 shots.
Her third foul.
Her foul. 16 fouls already for the Malamutes.
Nicole throws up her first shot. It's not good. She's going to go in for a second.
I see. She must be a Malamute looking at me. I said New Haven, right, again? I got to stop that. New Haven is
Manicotic.
Not playing. Please know that if I say New Haven, I mean Manicotic.
Nicole throws up her second shot. Goes over. Madison gets the rebound.
Rebound back up. No good. Rebound by
number 12.
To get it off to Vanessa George. Tries to get it into Paul. Paul to Glocko. Glocko back to George. Girls dishing off each other. That is Glocko with the ball. She'll dribble into the corner. Run the baseline. Put up a shot. Way high. No good. I think it's going to go off the hands of Nicole Gunderson. Will go out of bounds. It'll stay on this end with Manicotic. Mm-hmm. Inbound pass to number 2. That's Nick. Put up a shot, no good. Rebound by Standpoint. So Fred pass it. Pass to Purple. There goes the shot, no good.
Madison gets the rebound, passes it down to Justina. She brings it down the court. Throws it out, number 45. Miss Apple is back out to Justina. Over to Brittany.
She takes the 3. Again, she takes the 3, but it's stolen away. They just keep it out of her hand. She just Number 24 with the ball. Just got last shot of the half. All right, we'll do a quick score breakdown. Brittany Gardner with 3, Justina with 2, Nicole with 2, Madison with 6, Santessa with 2, Shayla Glocko with 5, Fisher Paul with 2, Shannon Nick with 3.
And we are off somewhere in the standpoint point.
Yeah.
I think 2 points tomorrow. We'll figure out where that one goes.
All right, and as for halftime, let's see what she's going to put on the clock.
I'm sure it's 10. Either way, we will call you back, Virgil.
10 minutes. Do you want to put us in queue or have us call back?
Just call back
no,
when you're ready.
No, let's not call back. We're working.
You can call back, and unless I can just keep you in queue and give a shout when you're ready.
Just keep us in queue, yeah.
Roger, will do.
All right,
thank
we'll
you,
let
ladies.
You know. Thank you.
All right, I'll put 10 minutes on my clock, and we'll hear a moment. We're here in 10 minutes. We'll come back after halftime. In the meantime, how about a shout-out for some of our underwriters? Come on. Dun-da-da.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details. The King Cove Corporation in King Cove would like to remind parents that drug abuse is no joking matter. So please sit down and talk to your kids, even the younger ones, about the dangers of experimenting with these substances. A short talk on your part today can save a life tomorrow. This message sponsored by the King Cove Corporation, proud to serve our community.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the
song. It proves that I'm in heaven, mama, when you hold me in your arms, yeah, baby. Can I have you for myself? Yeah, if I can't have you, baby, I don't want nobody else. Thank you.
money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Hits just so clear. Look out. Second verse for the hustlers. Hustlers. Gangsters. Gangsters. Bad bitches and your ugly ass friends. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I gotta show them how I pimp. Get it in. First, take your sip. Sip. Do your dip. Dip. Spend your money like money, money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh. We too fresh. Got to blame it on Jesus. Hashtag best. They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. Devils, 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 devils. Get on my elevator. Baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later. I can't get enough. So much to discover. Please don't stop me now. Every time I touch it, they're flying off the ground. Let them go. All the ones trying to get in the door. Upon the world, you and that drug you're dealing should be against the law. All this heat keep rising, make you stop, drop, and roll. I'm bottling up the lightning, supernatural. Let them go, all the ones trying to get in the door. I'ma go where they all couldn't go. Up a floor, up a floor, up a floor.
Got the ladies back from halftime. Here you go, King Cove.
Thank you. Still 16-10, still in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. In for the Eagles, Madison Thompson, Brittany Gardner. You're going to have to help me out with the rest.
Yeah.
Emily Voss.
Emily Voss, and I believe that's Lindsay District.
Right. Brittany with the ball for the Eagles. She'll put up a three-point shot. That's up and no good. Rebound by Shayla Glocko. She'll drive down strong. Looks like she can go all the way with it. No, she'll dish it off to number 12, Keisha Paul. And she will end up dishing it off to Glocko. She'll drive in. This time she'll put it up. No good. Rebound by Madison Thompson.
Brittany's got the ball. Throws it all the way down to Justina. Makes Brittany to set it up. Throws it over to Lindsay. Lindsay back to Justina. Shows it up for three.
No good.
Rebound almost by Madison. Justina got it, though.
Oh, she don't
throws it back up for two.
Feet work with that one. So it drives past a couple people. Keisha Paul with the ball for Manicotic. looking for an open player. She'll just drive in, put up a shot. Ooh. Oh, almost an end one. Banging her elbow on that one. And that foul is on 23. Do we have a 23?
Christina.
Okay. Her second. That will put Tisha Paul on the line for two shots. That one's up and no good. See if I can tell you who's in for. We have Tisha Paul, Kiana Nick, Shayla Glocko, Michelle Deerhart, Vanessa George in for the Malamy.
So it's every second shot. It's no good. Malamy. Rebound by Christina. She brings it down the court. So is it over to Brittany? So is it over to Madison?
Madison will put it up. No good. Rebound by the link.
Number 12 brings it down, goes in for the layup, and
Tisha Paul, it's no good.
Number 12 on our team gets the rebound, Emily Vos. Justina brings it down. Brittany got the ball, throws it over to Lindsay.
Lindsay
throws it up for
three. No good.
Rebound by Madison.
She'll gets put it right three. Back up. 20-10 lead for the Eagles. And that is, I believe, Tisha Paul with the ball. And get it off to Glocko. Glocko, using a couple screens, she'll get it in the paint, put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Madison.
Pass it over to Emily. Back over to Brittany. Throws it over to Justina or Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Justina.
Justina with the ball.
Calls the play. Throws it over to Brittany.
Somebody. Brittany will drive it in the paint, put it up. No good. Rebound by Madison. She'll put it back up and good for 2 points. 22-10.
That gives Madison Thompson 11 points. We figured out she was our missing scorer.
Glocko with the ball for the link. She'll drive in the paint, put it up. No good. Rebound by Madison. Madison to Justina. Justina bringing it all the way down. She'll take a 3-point shot. That one's up and no good. She'll get her own rebound. Oh, and ref is going to tell her she stepped down the line with that drive. We have Boston.
Patricia Paul's got the ball. She's going to bring it in. Two subs. Now we have Venteza in and Nicole Gunderson, along with Justina, Brittany, and Madison.
And we have Nick, Kiana Nick, with the ball over to Tisha Paul. She'll dribble in, pass it back up to Nick. She'll put up the shot, and that one's good. Lead. Again at 10 for the Eagles, 22-12. Justina with the ball for a standpoint. To Venteza, to Brittany. Brittany will run the baseline. Get off to Nicole, who's inside the paint. She'll put up a shot. And that one's good. And we have Tisha Paul with the ball for the link. She will get past Justina and have the lane. She'll stop, though, and get it off to Glocko. Glocko will drive in, put up a shot. That was good. Nice shot by her. Inbound pass to Denteza. Denteza to Brittany. Brittany trying to get past Andrews. She'll get it over to Denteza. She'll put up a shot. No good. Air ball. It was rebound by the Malamutes. And then we're going to end up with Glocko and Denteza. With a jump ball, I believe the possession will go to the link.
The score is 14-24 with 4:09 left on the clock in the third quarter.
And we have Vanessa George coming into the game for the link. She'll have the ball. Dribble it to the top. She'll pick up the dribble, get it off to Glocko. Glocko will drive past Brittany, put up a shot. No good.
By Madison.
She'll try to get it out, and she will to Denteza, or Justina. She'll get it to Denteza all by herself. She will pick up that layup, and that one's good. 26-14, 3:34 left in the third quarter. And we have George with the ball. Over to you. Number 21, Gearhart. She'll put up a shot. No good.
Rebound by Madison, who throws it over to Nicole. Dives it in.
She'll drive and come right back out.
Pass to Brittany. Over to Justina. Look like she's going to shoot for a three. Passes it back over to Brittany.
And I think she could have took that three, too. But she'll get over to Justina. She'll put up a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Nicole. She'll quickly put it back up and get the foul at the end one. And that shot will go in. See, that foul was on. Blue number two. That's the foul on Kiana Nick. That is her second foul. So Nicole will go on the line to make it a 3-point play. And we have number 12 coming back into the game. Keisha Paul coming back into the game for the Bulls.
Nicole throws up her first shot. No good.
Stole the shot.
Rebound
That's
by number
no
two. Miss Tiffanick brings down.
That is Sheila Glocko with the ball. Sheila drive in, put up a shot. She's got this nice little step component. Hugs the ball and then puts it up. That's a nice layup by her. That one's up and good. And a long pass over to Nicole. Nicole will pass it off to Madison. Madison wondering where the foul call was. No foul there. Going to go out of bounds, off the hands of the Lynx.
Brittany's going to bring it in. Throws over to Nicole. Shoots it up.
No
good. Gets the rebound.
And she'll get that foul and make that. So another chance to make it a 3-point play. Let's see how that one's on. Count the basket to Blue. That's another foul on Kiana Nick. And another chance for Nicole to make it a 3-point play.
Nicole throws it up. No good. Rebound by
Sheila Glocko. She's number 24. Vanessa George. She puts up a shot. Be denied by
Justina.
She'll knock it out of bounds. Inbound pass under the hoop by Link. Looks like she was going to try to pass it to Vanessa George, and as she turned her back, the ball just went out of bounds.
Standpoint ball, and Nicole's going to bring it in. Throws it over to Justina. Over to Anteza.
Anteza.
Back to Justina. Over to Nicole. Shoots it up.
No good. Rebound by Glocko. She's coming down strong. I'm sure she's going to take it. Oh, and they're going to call a charge. Another charge being called by the Lynx. Good defense by Dantezo. That's the second charge she got called. That's a foul on Sheila Glocko. And Justina with the ball for the Eagles. She'll try to, she will get past the bunch of purple suits. Get it over to Nicole. She'll put up a shot, no good. Rebound by Madison. She'll put up a shot, no good. That is Shayla Glocko. Will bring it down again. Pass it over to George. She'll put up a shot, and that one's good. 18-30. Going in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. And as I look at the score thing, I see Shayla Glocko. That was her fourth foul, so she needs to be careful.
Cole's got the ball. Pass over to Nteza. Back over to Nicole. Out to Justine at the 3-point line. She shoots, and it's good for three.
Nice shot by her. 13-18, 1:30 left in the third quarter. Glocko bringing it down for the Lynx. She'll pass it down to, I believe, that is Keisha Paul. She'll put up a 3-point shot. No good.
Nicole grabs the rebound, passes over to Justina. Runs it down, shoots it up, goes over. Madison almost gets the rebound, bounces off one of the other teammates. Over to Justina.
Dantezo with it in the paint. See, they're going to call a foul on somebody. See what that whistle is. Foul on number 12. Ref's got to move the hair of Keisha Paul to see her numbers. I'm not the only one who can't see their numbers. Let's see how many fouls that is on
her first
foul.
Brittany's going to bring it in for Sandpoint. Pass over to Nicole. Tries for the shot over to Zenteza. Throws it up. Madison gets it. Throws it up again.
She's not liking the lack of... I don't know that it was a lack of not calling fouls. I think it's too...
Brittany's got the ball. Throws it in out to Zenteza. Drives it in. Throws it up. No good. Rebound by...
A bunch of girls. Let's see if they're going to call a jump ball. Justina and Keisha Paul both having the hand on the ball. The possession will go to the Eagles.
Brittany throws it in again for Sandpoint. We've got Nicole, tries to do the layup.
she will get the foul called on her again. Or not on her, but she will draw that foul. And that will put her on the line for two shots. That is a foul on number 12 again. That's the second foul she should call. She throws it up. No good. Good sportsmanship in this game as everyone gives each other high fives, gives her support. She goes in for her second shot. Throws it up. It's no good. Rebound almost by number 21.
I think that it's going to be an over-the-back call on Dan Pizza.
And must have been. Link ball.
Ooh, oh my goodness. Okay, that's good. A little late whistle on that travel. That would be a travel by Kiana Nick. Justina with the ball for the Eagles.
Triple down with 13, passes it over to Brittany. He's out on the 3-point line.
Try to get it into Nicole Gunderson, but going to be knocked out of bounds. Madison was a 3-point. I think that would have been long, too, but either way, it's a big miss. And we have Vanessa George with the layup. No good.
Nicole gets the ball, passes to the Brittany, who's warmed it down the court. Over to Nteza. Out to Justino. Goes in for the three.
Oh, and that one's no good.
Misses. Brittany gets the ball.
Brittany to Nteza. Nteza will drive in. Pass it off to Nicole. She'll put up the shot. No good. Rebound by Nteza. She'll put it back up. And refs calling a foul. 21 blue. That is Michelle Gearhart. And that foul will put Nteza on the line for two shots.
Miss Gearhart's third foul.
16 fouls for the Lynx. Any more, they will be.
Tessa throws it up and it's good.
Regardless. 34-18, 9 seconds left in the third quarter.
Tessa goes in for a second shot. Rebound
by Madison.
Madison
still put up a shot. No good. Paul will bring it down. Oh. It couldn't get it off in time. That buzzer is the end of the third quarter.
For standpoint, Brittany Gardner has 3 points. Justina Porcinkula has 7. Nicole Gunderson with 8. Madison Thompson with 11. And Justina Porcinkula with 5. For the Lynx, we have Shayla Guapo with 9. Vanessa George with 2. Kesha Paul with 2. Kiana Nick with 5. As we get ready here for the last quarter, the score is 18-34. Sandpoint is up.
And I think the winner of this game will go on to play the 7 o'clock game against the New Seahawks Eagles, very likely being the Eagles against the Eagles. And I think the loser is just out. I was going to say just the loser, but that wouldn't be nice. In the game for the Eagles, Madison Thompson,
Nteza for Pangalina, Justina for Singula, Brittany Gardner, and Nicole Gunderson.
Glasgow with the ball for the
Manicotic Lynx.
Manicotic Lynx. Over to Paul. I believe that's Paul. It is Paul. Oh, my goodness. I'm not quite sure what that was, but I'm kind of crazy shot. Oh, God. Up. One crazy shot. That's a rebound by the Mountain. Back to Keisha Paul. She put up the shot. That one's good for her. 20-34.
Standpoint, Nicole has the ball, brings it down the court.
She will drive and put it up all the way. Oh, good.
Almost gets her own rebound.
Madison
gets
it. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Brittany Gardner. Brittany looking for an open man. She'll find Nteza. Nteza to Justina. Justina will pass it to Nteza. She'll get it back to Justina. She'll drive. No good. Rebound by Nicole. That one's no good. I hear a couple whistles.
There's a foul on Nicole, I believe.
Number 5. I think she's the only 5 out there.
Yeah, it's her first foul.
And we have
Gearhart with the ball. It'll be stolen away. Brittany will come out with it. She will put up a shot. No good. Moved on by Glocko. Glocko coming down. She's going to go all the way. She'll put up a shot and get the foul drawn. I'm pretty sure it's on Madison. White 4. That is a foul on Madison Thompson. That foul will put Shayla Glocko on the line for 2 shots. Madison's second foul in for the game. Shayla Glocko throws it up. It's no good. Keisha Paul, 24. Vanessa George, 21. Michelle Gearhart. And number 2, Kiana Nick, if I didn't already say her. Goes in for a second shot. Line violation. She must have stepped on the line as she was shooting. The position will go to the standpoint equal. Nicole's going to bring it in for the Eagles. Passes it out to Brittany. Over to Denteza. Brings it down the court. Back to Nicole.
She could have drove it, but she'll try to pass it off to Madison. Dent. Justina will come out with it. She'll run the baseline. Pass out to Denteza. Denteza trying to get it off to Nicole. It'll go to Shayla Glocko. She'll get it off to Paul. Paul with the layup. That's up and good. 34-12. And Denteza with the ball. She'll bring it past the half court and almost be stolen away by Paul. But she'll get it off to Brittany Gardner. Brittany to Justina. I had it right the first time.
Over to Brittany, out to Justina, 3-point, drives it in, throws it up.
No good, rebound by Nick. Nick to Glocko. Glocko to Gearhart, back to Glocko.
Back to Gearhart, and over to number 24.
George, Vanessa George, back to Glocko. Gross is passing around the perimeter right now. Pass over to Keisha Paul. She'll put up a 3-point shot. No good.
Rebound by Denteza. Throws it up to Madison. Brings it down the court. Gives it to Brittany. Drives it in.
Looks like a pass right to Gearhart. She will end up there. No, that's not Gearhart. That's Keisha Paul. Keisha Paul to Shayla Glocko. And that is to... We'll get it over to Vanessa George. Vanessa George to Paul. Not Paul. Yes, that is Paul. And she'll get off to Glocko. She'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. Back to a 10-point lead for the Tampa Bay Eagles. 34-24.
4:46 left in the fourth quarter.
Justina to Nicole. We're going to have a timeout call by Coach Amel. He's going to let us know who the visiting Tampa Bay Eagles are.
For our Sandpoint Eagles, we have Lila Gunderson, number 11, number 44, Lindsay Dishkin, number 45, Abby Bowles, number 10, Brittany Gardner, number 12, Emily Bowes, number 23, Justina Porcingula, number 5, Nicole Gunderson, number 4, Madison Thompson, and number 34, Denteza Pongalinen.
And Coach Mulbeck and Coach George Gunderson over there with them. Looks like we had a substitution. We have Emily Voss or Voss, however.
I believe it's Voss.
I say Voss. I think it sounds cooler. We'll just call her Emily.
Brittany out to Denteza. Denteza brings it around, passes it back to Brittany. Almost loses the ball.
She'll regain her composure. She'll try to dribble pass down.
Back to Denteza. Throws it over to Emily.
Oh, and they're going to call a jump ball, and she's going to go out for the shot. Glocko's going to put her hand on it. Thankfully, not a foul. That one has 4 fouls, I believe. I'd hate to see anybody foul out.
Brittany's bringing the ball in for Sandpoint. Over to Justina. Dribbles around. Throws it out to Brittany. Goes in for the 3-point.
No
rebound.
And that is the ball. It's the ball. Oh, that's Vanessa George. Sorry, she will go up the layup. It'll go in and get a foul. 1-0. That is a foul on Brittany Gardner, and that will put Keisha Paul on the line to make it a 3-point play.
Brittany's second foul. want to just confirm. Yes, I did say Eric. You should call. She puts up the shot.
No good rebound by Contessa. Contessa brings it down, throws it all the way out to Brittany. Out to Justina.
Justina, back to Gardner.
Out to Contessa.
She will put up a shot. Short. Long pass by the link down to Michelle Gerhardt. She'll get it off to Vanessa George. And that's going to be a miss, and it's going to go out of bounds after that shot.
Emily Bowles is going to bring it in for standpoint.
And the link team is setting up a pressure, a man-to-man.
Passes it over to Justina, out to Ventezza. All the way over back to Emily. Over to Ventezza. Out to Justina. That's a three-point. Backs it up.
She'll dribble out. They have nothing but time. They got the lead. They don't need to really.
Out to Brittany.
For point.
Over to Madison, who throws it up. Goes over. Rebound by Guaco. Going to throw it down against the close.
Paul. She'll put up a shot. Oh, and that was almost the kind of strolled around and then went in. 34-28, 3-12 left. Still not impossible for a defense to catch up.
Justina passes the ball to Brittany.
Oh, and a steal by Guaco. Oh, and I think they're going to call a late foul, or maybe her foot went on the line. No foul being called, so Guaco must have stepped on the line as she was trying to get past Brittany Gardner.
Nicole Gunderson is going to come back in and replace Emily Bullis. Brittany brings the ball in for Justina. Justina runs it around.
Just taking their time.
Pass it over to Brittany. Back up to Justina.
She'll take a shot. She'll go back up to the top. Down to Brittany. Brittany will try to get it into Madison. It's going to be out of bounds. Hit out of bounds. Nice defense being played by number 12, Keisha Paul.
Brittany is going to bring it in again. And she passes to Justina.
Justina will dribble and get it in the paint, and ooh, it'll be stolen away by Guaco. She will pass it off to Paul. Paul will put up a shot. No good.
Rebound by Contessa. Passes it out to Justina. Runs it down the court.
She will go all the way. Oh, no, she'll
pass it to Nicole. Goes over back to Madison. Gets the rebound. And that one
barely rolls in. Six balls we got.
Madison's our lead scorer for standpoint with 13 points right now.
Guaco with the ball for the link pass over to Paul. Paul will run the baseline. Then pick up the dribble. She'll find that is Vanessa George. She'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Madison. Madison.
Back up to Justina.
Justina. To Brittany. She will dribble out.
Over to Justina, who's going to go for the three.
A shot. No good. Rebound by, I think that is Gerhardt. Over to Guaco. Guaco to Vanessa George to put up a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by number two. Deanna Nick will put it back up. Good for 6-point lead for the Eagles. 36-30. Contessa with it.
But it's 20 left in the quarter.
Tried to pass it down to Madison. I don't think she realized it was going to pass, but she just kind of wants to go out of bounds. Guaco with the ball for the link. But it's quickly calling a time out once to kind of settle his girls down. They're all playing a pretty fast pace right now.
For standpoint so far, we have Brittany with 3 points, Justina with 7, Nicole with 8, Madison with 13, and then Teza with 5. For the Manicotic Lynx, we have Shayla Guaco with 11, Vanessa George with 4, Keisha Paul with 8, and Kiana Nick with 7.
Okay, and as we're getting ready to finish this game, I need to figure out who my, I'm chatting right now with our Met on call, Vanita Babcock. I don't think you realize I'm on the radio as I talk to you.
It's a long time out as we wait here.
Yeah, I'm on the radio right now. Yeah. You want a shout out to anybody? Hi, Bon. Anybody you have to say hi? I need to figure out who our player of the game and our fan of our games are.
All right, got everyone now back on the court here.
You guys, KSTP and AC.
It's going to be Manicotic's ball. Number 12 is going to bring it in. Tessa Paul.
It's a rock to you. It's back. Oh, my goodness. That is a free throw by
number 12.
Right?
Tessa Paul.
Just, you know, it's a ball for the Eagles.
Out to Brittany.
Let's see if there's
pass over to Tessa.
This is out to
Madison.
Sandpoint really trying to run the clock down. 44
out to Christina. Back to Madison. Over to Tessa.
And that's going to be a foul on number 12, Tessa Paul. That is 17 fouls for the Manicotic Lynx, and that will put Sandpoint in the bonus. So Madison Thompson, and that's the wrong person to foul. She is the best shooter.
She was a 3-point
out of the team. Yeah, out of the hole. Yeah, out of our regional. So if she makes it, she'll get another shot. If she doesn't, they'll play it live off the ball. It's up.
It's good.
4-point lead for the Eagles. 39 seconds left on the clock. Madison's going to go in for a second shot here. Throws it up.
No good.
Rebound by Tessa Paul to Vanessa George. And I believe that they're going to call a foul. And another timeout being called. Well, did they call a foul? Maybe not.
I think they were going to call it, but then Brittany said she didn't have it. Well,
yeah,
she tried
to feel it. Again, silly to argue with the refs. They have the whistle. You can't change your mind. But I guess in this case, they may have. So 37, 33, 35 seconds left in the game. And I think I will go and figure out who our fans of the games are and our player of the games. So, I will leave you to fly solo.
All right. Buzzer goes off. Team's coming back on the court here. In for the Manicotic, we have Tiana Nick, Vanessa George, Kesha Paul, and Guaco. Guaco's going to bring it in. Drives it in. Goes up for the shot. It's good for two. Brings the score 35-37. Sandpoint got the ball. Foul calls. That was a foul on number 12. But then Tessa, number 34, is going to shoot some free throws.
Oh, no, that was a foul on Guaco. That's her fifth foul. Then Tessa's going to throw up the shot, catch it up.
No good. Rebound by number 24. It's Vanessa George. Another timeout is called. We have 18 seconds left on the clock. Coach is trying to calm their players down and slow it down here. It's a 2-point game. Got some music going here. The crowd in the stadium's pretty, or not the stadium, the bleachers are pretty full. Lots of people showing up today to root on the Eagles or the Leafs. Once again, there's 18 seconds left on the clock. It's 35-37 with the Eagles in the lead. See what happens here as the coaches talk to their team. All right, Eagles coming back out onto the court. We have Brittany, Nicole, Christina, Gonzaga, and Madison. going to be the Lynx ball. Number two, Miss Kitchenick's going to bring it in. Pass it over to 12, I believe it's Earhart. Pass it out to number 24. Back to 12. Good defense by the Eagles here. Passes it over for a three shot. It's no good. Rebound by number 12, but it goes out on light. Christina there. So it's going to be the Lynx ball again. We have 3 seconds left on the clock. She shoots it up, and it's good for two. I believe that was number 12. Ketchup Paul who got that. I believe that brings us into overtime. They're going to put 4 minutes on the clock. 37-37 here. Sandpoint Eagles against the Manicola Queens. This is a very good game going here. The girls are playing tough. Back and forth here. See what the overtime does. Girls are fighting hard to make it to the next game, which I believe they play the new Studio Hawks. So if our Eagles win, we'll have Eagles against Eagles at 7 p.m. Let's do a score breakdown really quick. Brittany Gardner has 3. Christina Pasinkula with 7. Nicole Gunnarsson with 8. Madison with 13. Contessa with 5. Shayla Guaco with 11. Vanessa George with 4. Kesha Paul with 13. And Kiana Nick with 9. All right, there's the buzzer. Our team are going to come back out onto the court here. Once again, for the Eagles, we have Brittany Gardner, then Madison Thompson, Christina, Contessa, and Nicole. Not too sure how overtime works here, but we're going to throw it up and see. We got Nicole up there, and Miss, let's see her number. She's going to pass it out, and Manfred Links is going to get it. Into 24, it's going to shoot up, no good. Madison out to Christina, she's going to bring it down for her team. Almost stolen by the Lynx, and it is stolen by the Lynx. They bring it down. Pass it into number 12, I believe, throws it up. It's good for two. Number 24, actually, it's Vanessa George. Sandpoint's got the ball, Christina brings it. Brittany runs it down the court, tries to throw it up. Oh, it's no good. See what happened there. The score is 39-37. Manicola Winks in the lead here. Then bringing to the line, that was a foul on number 21, Miss Michelle Gearhart. That's her fourth foul of the game. So that's going to give Brittany 2 shots here. Chance to catch up and tie the score. She throws it up. No good. All right. Good sportsmanship here as even the teammates on the other team give her a high five. Some motivation here. She goes in for a second shot. Throws it up. No good. Rebound by Madison Thompson, though. Out to Christina. Christina's going to dribble around. Out to Denteza. Takes a shot, or a pass. Passes it out to Christina. Out to Denteza. Into Madison. It goes in to shoot it up. Layup. Oh, no good. Almost gets her own rebound. Denteza gets it. Throws it up again. No good. Madison saves it. Brittany Gardner gets it. Takes a three. Oh, because she has some trouble with the defense there. Good defense from Manicola Blink. But Madison's going to get a rebound. Throws it up. Good for two. Ties the game. 39-39. 2:50 left in the fifth period. Overtime here. Manicola Blink has the ball. Number two is going to dribble it around. Waits for a team to set up. Passes over to 24. I believe that's Vanessa George. Back over to number 12. Drives it in. Throws a shot. No good. Rebound by her own teammate, though. They bring it back out. Try to set it up again. Goes in for another shot. No good. Madison Thompson has the rebound. And Teza. Oh, no. Christina passes to Brittany. Runs it down. Throws up a layup. It's no good. Nicole almost gets it. And we have Brittany Gardner on the floor. Looks like she is hurt. Give her a minute to get up here. Oh, looks like it's going to be Sandpoint's ball. Brittany's going to bring it in. She's all right. Walks it off. Pass in to Nicole. And it goes out on Manicouric Link, so it's going to be a Sandpoint ball again. Brittany's going to bring it in again here. See if they're going to go for the same play. Nope, she's going to pass it over to Justina. Brings it back to Brittany. Back into Justina. Tries to drive it in. Back out to Dantezza. Out to Brittany. Goes for the three. And it's good. Sandpoint 3 points ahead, 42-39. Let's see. Manicouric Link brings it down. Number two. Seems like the team's kind of scattered over here. Brett passes it to number 24. Over to number three, who is Tamara Andrew. Back to 24. It's Vanessa George. Dribbles it around. Passes it back to number 12, who tries to bring it in. Gets blocked by Sandpoint. Good defense here, girls. Number three's got the ball now. Pass back to number two. Trying to dribble around, trying to find their way in, but Sandpoint's not letting them. Number two's got the ball. Pass back to number 12, I believe. Way over for a three-point shot. No good, though. Rebound by Dantezza. Dantezza's going to bring it to Brittany here. She's going to slow it down. We've got a minute and 20 left on the clock. Over to Dantezza here. Out to Nicole Gunderson. Dribbling around. Run down that clock. Brittany's got the ball now. Oh, almost a steal there by Manicouric Link. Brittany recovers, though. Passes it to Justina. Tries to dive it in. Out to Dantezza. Justina ends up on the floor. Not sure how that happened there. Dantezza's got the ball, almost loses it, gets it back. And then the Manicouric Link steal at number three there. Passes it to number 24, Vanessa George. Brings it down. And I believe that's a timeout called. Like I said, the score is 39-42. Sandpoint is ahead. We have 51 seconds left on the clock here. The coaches take a minute to talk to their teams, probably slow them down here, give them some good advice in the last minute of this game in overtime. Sandpoint is doing a phenomenal job, as well as the Manicouric Link. The defense on this team is crazy today. All right, we're still taking a minute here. Eagles are pumped. They're back up on the court. Both teams came to play here today as the next one goes on to play the new Seahawks Eagles at 7 p.m. So here in King Cole, come down and watch. These games have been pretty intense. It's going to be Manicouric's ball. Glocko brings it in. Or no, not Glocko. Passes it over to number 12. Oh, Manicouric Link's coach is pretty upset. There was a violation called there, I believe. So it's going to be Sandpoint's ball. Nicole is going to bring it in. Pass over to Dantezza. Gets stolen by the Link, though. Out to the three-point. Tries to take a shot. No good. Gets knocked out of the hands by Brittany. We're going to call a foul here. Manicouric Link. I believe that was a foul on Brittany, her third. Another timeout. Coaches here and talk to the teams really quick. We have 41 seconds left in that overtime. This period, it's 39-42. Sandpoint with the lead. Take a minute to calm it down here. All right, and there's the buzzer. Sandpoint back on the court here. The Lynx back out, too. It's going to be the Lynx ball. Number two, Kiana Nick, is going to bring it in for the Lynx. People are standing up in the crowd, getting way into it. Pass to 21, back over to number two. Oh, almost a steal by Brittany there. She passes to number 12. The ball fumbling here over to 12, almost a steal. Shoots it up, it's no good. Rebound by 21 on their team. Pass back out to number 24, I believe that's Vanessa George. Almost a steal by Brittany again as they bring it back. Trying to get a shot. Oh, Nicole's on the floor with someone trying to steal the ball. Brittany's got it. They're fighting for it. Cena has it. There was a whistle. Another quick timeout called here. 11 seconds left on the clock. I believe it is 10-point possession. The score is 39-42 in overtime. Pretty intense game here. It's one of the most intense I've seen. The buzzer's called. The girls are going to get ready to come back out on the court here. It's like the last 11 seconds of this game that is in overtime. Sandpoint Eagles against the Manicotic Lynx. If the Eagles win this, they're going to go play the other Eagles, the New Street Hawks, at 7. All right, the Eagles ball. Nicole is going to bring it in. Oh, no. Brittany switches with her. They bring it in. Sets it up. Over to Denteza. Runs it down the court. Over to Justina. Throws it up. No good. There's a whistle call there. Let's see what that was. Foul on Justina, so she gets the throw, giving them an even bigger lead if she makes these points. Looks like it was a foul on number 12, Tesha Paul. That's her fourth foul. Justina's going to set it up. Throws it up. And it's good for one, bringing the score to 39-43. Sandpoint with a 4-point lead. We're going to set up our second shot here. Throws it up. It's good for another one. Sandpoint has a 5-point lead here with 7 seconds, 6. Lynx are going to bring it down, try to through, shoot a 3. It's no good, though, and that's the buzzer, the end of the game. Sandpoint with the win, 39-44. We're going to do a score breakdown quickly here. Brittany Gardner with 6 points. Justina with 9 points. Nicole with 8. Madison with 16 points. And Tessa with 5. Shayla Glocko with 11. Vanessa George with 6. Tesha Paul with 13. And Kiana Nick with 9 points. This is a good game on both teams here, but Sandpoint gets the win. All right, Virgil, are you ready to take it back?